Boker Tov, everyone. We are up to Simin Kuf Lamed Aleph, page 22. Dinei Nefilas Apayim, and there's a lot over here. There's a lot of halachos, and there's a lot to talk about, and a lot that people do not know. Nefilas Apayim happens to be one of the strongest tefillas, and there's a lot of halachos that are connected to Nefilas Apayim. Now, we call Nefilas Apayim, there's really two things that are going on there that are really two separate dinim. One is the actual tefillah we call tachanun, okay? The words that we're going to say during tachanun. And then a separate din that we also fall on our face, which is why it's called nefilas apayim. They are really two separate dinim, and we're going to learn a lot of dinim, like we do not fall on our face at night, and we do not fall on our face except in if there's no sefer Torah. Things like that, those are dinim miyuchad with the dinim of falling on your face. Really, there's no problem of saying tachanun at night. There's a problem of falling on your face. But it happens to be that through the times, a lot of the minhagim got intertwined, and therefore, if we don't fall on our face, many times we're not even going to say tachanun. Like at night, even if we dav mincha, it's close to shkia, and we're not going to fall on our face, we generally go straight to kaddish. We don't say tachanun also. But really, they're two separate dinim. There's no problem of saying the words close to erev. It's a problem of falling on your face. Pikabala, there's a lot to say about falling on your face. And with saying that, that's the reason why Svardim do not fall on their face. Okay, I'll peek up all of they add something that we do not say. It is actually mentioned in Ber Heitev, Sikot and Beis. If you look in Ber Heitev, Sikot and Beis, right in the verse, it says, V'yesh lomar acha rachum v'chanon, ha-mizmor l'dovid elecha Hashem nashi esa. From the Zohar and the Arizal. The Arizal says to say this paragraph of this mizmor, t'ilom mizmor l'dovid elecha Hashem nashi esa. Now, after that he goes on to say, Misayim, if you do it in a way and just say the words without even thinking about them, believe it with like an empty heart, okay, it's going to cause worse things. Worse things not saying at all is to say this paragraph without Kevin Kavan. Now the Sfardim say this. This is the reason why the Berate says we don't say it, because we're afraid that us Ashkenazim we're not going to be able to have a good enough Kavanah. Very nearly. We do not say this mizmor l'David l'ach Hashem nashi esa. We choose nefilas apayim tachnun. We do that. The Sfardim go like this Ber Heitev, like the Arizal, the Shein Zohar. They say this paragraph, but like too much. They're going to say this paragraph and fall on their face. It's like too much going on. So they leave out. They do not do the falling on their face thing. That's why Sfardim, even though the Mechaber is going to see, we'll see in the beginning of Seif Aleph, the Mechaber does say to fall on their face. Nevertheless, one of the rare occasions, Svardim do not follow the Psak of Rana Mechaber over here. They go like this Ber Heitev over here. They say this paragraph, and they leave out Nefilas Apayim. Okay, so let's see now over here. All right, just keep in mind. Now the Mechaber says, as we said, Ein ledaber bein tefila nefilas apayim. Do not speak in between Shmona Esrei and Nefilas Apayim. Once again, because of the koach Nefilas Apayim, some of the koach gets from the koach of tefillah itself. Look inside, Mishnah Berurah, Sifkat and Aleph, the Al Yidei Zef, someone speaks in between Shmona Esrei and Tachnun, Ein Tchiloso Shemitchadin Nefilas Apayim Mitzkabelos Kokach. Your tefillah is not going to be accepted so much if you speak, if you have a hesek in between Tachnun and Shmona Esrei. And therefore, the poskim are very machmer in this din. You're not allowed to be mafsik in between over here. V'davka over, he says, Kishemasik Yosik V'dvar Macherim Legamri. Even if you're waiting for the chazan, you finish your Shmona Esrei, and waiting for the chazan, it is usur to speak. It happens to be the Mishnah Berurah is a little bit more makel than other posts we'll see in the Aruch HaShulchan. The Mishnah Berurah says, avasicha ba'amo leislam ba. A little, but if you're not Messiah das, it's not the end of the world. The Aruch HaShulchan speaks very strongly against this. Morin Rabin Rav Nevinzal holds very, very strong over here. They allow me masik and anything over here between Shmona Esrei and Tachnun not to speak at all. Not to speak at all. Not to do other things at all. Oh, what about the fact that we have Chazaras HaShas and we're going to be answering Amen Baruch Hu Baruch Shemo for those who answer Baruch Hu Baruch Shemo and things like this. So the Mishnah Berurah deals with that. He says over here, he says, V'davki shlo beis yasiya chozer atfil. This is only when he's not chozer atfil. That's sarich lishtok u'ladin heitav al kol bracha v'ra. You have to listen and answer to all the brachas. V'kol shekein d'ledover kedusha k'go mashem asing betchinos k'on v'hu rachum b'vaday motu lahasik. Things like v'hu rachum, as we're going to say before falling on our face on Monday and Thursdays, that's not considered a hesik. V'afilu betoch nefilas apayin g'ankei motu lanos amein yeshmi rabba. You're even allowed to answer amein yeshmi rabba. V'chol dover shebekdusha. Any davar shmidush, you can answer this, and that's not considered a hesek. But by the way, We say Vuhur Achum and Nusach Ashkenaz, we say Vuhur Achum before Nefilas Apayim. But if you know us, not Edus Mizrach, Nusach Svard, they Davka do Nefilas Apayim first before Vuhur Achum. It's for this reason. In order not to have a Hesek between Shemoneh Esrei and Nefilas Apayim. That's why they do Vuhur Achum only after Nefilas Apayim, if you notice by Nusach Svard. Nusach Ashkenaz, we go where we hold it's not a Hesek because it's all part and parcel of this Tefillah over here, therefore it's not considered a Hesek. Okay, but that is the din over here. You're not supposed to talk. You're not supposed to do other things. Okay, what about, we see over here, you're allowed to do things that are part of the tefillah, like Vuhur Achum, answering Amen, answering Men Yeshu Rabba, all these things that are part of the tefillah, you're allowed to do. What about things that are also good things, but they're not really part of the tefillah? If you look at Moreinu V'Rabbeinu Rav Nevinzel, anyone could have the Nevinzel's Mishabruah, all the better, says over here, Dibur Maskil Kedusha. He says, sorry, one piece before that, Dimaraskal Nefilas Apayim, says Moreinu Rabbeinu Nevinzel, HaRishonim Nechlaku Nefilas Apayim Yichova Rishos. It's a machlokas Rishonim, whether Nefilas Apayim is a chova or Rishos. However, he says, Rambam Yichova. According to the Rambam, he considers it a chova, and we'll soon see the Nevinzel's math before this Rambam, that we hold it's absolute chova to do Nefilas Apayim. Okay, that's why also the days that you don't say Tachnun, when to say it, when not, it's very important, because if you're supposed to say Tachnun and you don't, it's a chova to say it. You're leaving out something that is a chova. However, look inside the Masla Kedusha. He says, Dafka, kol davar shetzarech la'anosim ha-tzibur. Anything that you have to answer with the tzibur, that's what you're allowed to do between Shemoneh Esrei and Tachnun. Kigon amein, baruch hu v'ruch shemo, v'chazar asa shasa chedoma. All these things that are part of the tefillah you're up to, that's what you could answer. Aval chalakim b'tefillah, but other parts of tefillah. Afilah namrim b'tzibor, even things that you normally say b'tzibor, but the tzibor is not up to that right now. Kamir psukit izir malahashim b'tefillah mishaycher, someone who came late and missed part of psukit izir, and he wants to make up that psukit izimra. Olimud Torah b'peh, or learning Torah with your mouth, nechshav ledvarim acherim v'aser, says Moreinu V'Rabbeinu Rav Nevinzel, those things are absolutely aser to do during this part of davening. You can't make up psukei Zimra, you can't say psukei Tehillim, you can't even learn with your mouth. You can learn with your eyes. You're allowed to open up a sefer and learn with your eyes. Waiting for Chazar Shas, pick up a sefer, and you can learn with your eyes. But you cannot do it when you're with your mouth, and as Rashi will point out, for sure not during Chazar Shas. Chazar Shas is not a time to learn. We'll learn that in all other places also. That's a time to listen to Chazar Shas and answer. Baruch Hu Baruch Shemo and Amen. But you do not learn during this time. But in between, you're waiting to learn with your eyes, but one out with your mouth. Very interestingly though, then Moreinu Rabbeinu Rav Nevinzel goes on, and he brings one of the few places where he disagrees with his Rabbi. He says over here, V'ayin Melicha Shlomo, he says, Shehiter La'asi B'chol Dover Shanaim Abetzibor. He says over there, they say that you could go ahead, and anything that you say B'tzibor, V'afilu B'mizvar Tehillim, Shenogun La'omram B'sov HaTfilah, that even that Rosh Shlomo Zalman says this is going to be mut. However, says Moreinu Rabbeinu Rav Nevinzel, V'tamua, he leaves a very tzarachian eich mutu lahasik b'chol dover. How can you master b'chol dover? Ubiyucha l'dasa Raman, the Raman that we just said that the Tachnun is a chova, and therefore has to be connected to Shemoneh Esrei. He leaves the tzarachian. He says only things that you say with the tzibur, those could be said. Anything outside that the tzibur is saying right now, you're not allowed to be master. So I hope that's a very clear psak. Things that the tzibur is doing together, you're allowed to say b'chol rachum, amen, amen yeshu rab. But other than that, you're not allowed to do anything, including learning with your mouth, learning with your eyes, is going to be mutter, because that's not considered a hesed. Okay, so that's all just in terms of the din of not being masik between Tachnun and your Shemoneh Esrei. Okay, you have to be very, very careful. Then he goes on and like this. Kishino fell out panav, when you fall on your face, once again you see the machaber held, you do fall on your face. Nagu lahatos al tzad smo. The minhag is to go on to your left side, to lean to your left side. Why? Why do we lean to our left side? Why do we cover our face when we do this? So it's like this. The Gemara talks about in Maseches Megillah, and other places also, that basically, when we, back in the day, Nefilas Apayim meant Nefilas Apayim, they used to fall flat on their face on the ground. However, because of Avodah Zarah reasons, that there's something called Evan Maskis, to bow down on the floor is a very big problem. Okay? So therefore, like you had in Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, when you did fall on your face, and we hand out those pieces of paper to separate between your face and the floor, not your knees. Not the knees like the amaratzim, like between your face and the floor. That's where you put the piece of paper, because or else it's a chashash, avodah zarah, bowing down the floor. Jews do not do that. Okay? Jews do not do that. We not bow down to the floor. Therefore, we put the paper, piece of paper. Nowadays, we did one step even more machmer. Not outside Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, we don't actually fall on our face. We fall on our face, but in the air, and we fall on our arm. Okay? We fall on our arm. Why are we doing that? We're covering our face to make a hesik between the floor and the ground. We also, as an extra chumrah, we lean a little bit in order not to go straight down, because straight down is more like towards the floor. We lean to the side, and we cover our face in order not to have a chashash of avodah zarah. That's the reason why we fall on our face. That's the reason why we put something in between our head and our because of this. That's why Moreno Rabbeinu Rav Nevinsal, he brings it down over here in Dibur HaMaskel. Dibur HaMaskel v'Noagim, he starts exactly like I just said, v'hatam. The reason why we do this, k'dei lachsos ben panav l'ritzpa. The reason is in order to make a hesed between our head and the ground. Look inside Sifkot and Gimel, he says a lot what I just said before. Hine, nefilas ha'paim sh'nagu baba in the Mishnah Berurah Sifkot and Gimel. Nefilas ha'paim sh'nagu baba yom yorishonam hayo b'derech kidom. Okay, they used to fall, they only pull up upon of arts, they used to fall on their face directly. They wouldn't spread out their legs and arms, but they would fall face to the ground. Nowadays, we not fall on our face. Mamish. Except we lean and we cover our face. The minig is to cover your face with some type of garment. It's not good enough to cover with your hand or your bare arm. Because your arm and your head is all considered one piece. You can't cover something with itself. Okay? Therefore, we have our sleeve. We go down in our sleeve. However, Rav Nevinsal points out, if that's the whole reason in order to make a hesed between our head and the ground, says Rav Nevinsal back in that pace over there, in Tir Masav Noagim, Lachain, says, Ba'atayis HaPanim Al Ashtender, Shulcha Nuchadoma, Ein Tzorech Bekisoi Panim. If you put your head on a table, or on a shtender, you don't really have to cover your arm with your sleeve also. Da'ino, if you fall on your bare arm, but there was a table or a shtender in front of you, then you are yotzei this din of covering your face and you would not in. So therefore the whole din of bringing down your sleeve is only when you're doing it, not, you're doing it in the air. Or you're doing it in a way that there's not going to be something else separating between your head and the ground. As long as you have something separating between your head and the ground, then according to Rav Nevinsal, everything is going to be fine, and you don't have to worry about this din of using your sleeve. If you're wearing short sleeve, let's say, if you have a shtender or you have a table, that is not going to be a problem because you're going to have this hefsik anyways. Okay? So that's that. In terms of one more thing that I forgot to mention, in terms of being mafsik between Shemona Esrei and Tachnun, that's only bedibur. But let's say there's no place for you to fall on your face. In the that's too squishy, but I'd say outside is a chair to go there. That you're allowed to move places. See, if gotten based in the Mishnah Berurah says it's beferish. First of all, he says, over the dibur, if someone did speak, pshita the circle paul, you don't leave out tachlin legarmi, you just lost its koach, but you still go ahead and do it for the little you have left of it. And mutuli paul makum echad, vali paul makum acher, you're allowed to dive in one place and fall on your face in another place, v'ashalo yasik behemsa, as long as you don't have a hesik in between, as long as you don't speak in between, then that would be, go ahead and be fine, you can go ahead outside and do the filas apayim over there. In the Ramah. The Ramah then goes on and says like this. The Mechaber said to fall on your left side. The Ramah says there are those who say to fall on your right side. So what do we do? Says the Ramah. So the Sfarnim, Levan, and all, they don't fall on their face at all. So it's not a, what do the Ashkenazim do? So says the Ramah. Via Iker. The Iker is to do like this. Lahatos b'shachar iskishesh lo tefillin b'smolo outside yomi. When you're wearing your tefillin, it's not so nice to fall on your tefillin, and therefore, he says, when you're wearing your tefillin, you should go ahead and chakras and go on your right side. Outside yomim, you should fall tefillin. Uba'arvis, da'ayim, mincha. Oka, she'ain lo tefillin, or if you're not wearing tefillin b'smolo, yata outside small, and then you should go on your left side. The Aino, the Iker is really to fall on the left side. Okay? The reason is because, the Mishnah Berurah explains, the Shekhinah is on our right side, so we're still facing the Shekhinah then. However, because of Kavod Tefillin, therefore, we fall on our right, therefore we fall on our right side in order not to fall on our Tefillin. Says the Mishnah Berurah though, over here, Sifkot and Dalit, He says, "Al tzad tzvol l'fisha b'tzinik shadam yitpal l'shchina b'yemino." When a person is davening, the shchina is on his right side. Shenemar Hashem tzilcha yad yibinecha. V'nim tzak shu mutal smol upon him klapei shchina. Therefore, he falls on his left side. He is facing the shchina. V'yam mutal yad yemino hayala hefech. Okay, but then he explains the other shita. Why is the other shita say to fall on your right side? Al tzad yamin ki hashchina neged adam, because the shchina is right in front of the person, and he says, "Smola Shchina kineged yimino." Therefore, if a Kaddish Baruch Hu, the Shchina is in front of you, so the right side of a Kaddish Baruch Hu is the opposite side. So therefore, kshumutal yimino v'ashchino kineged yichavin. Smol tachas l'roshiv yimino tichav keini. Okay, so these are the reasons why over here. Why is this? Va'ikar though says the Mishnah Berurah. Sikad nuvav v'chein dasa tazlo magen avram shein l'shanos v'minagzeh. The tazlo magen avram both say, do like the minhag of the Roma shachris on your right side. Because of the tefillin. Mincha, fall on your left side. V'chein nagu olam. However, he says, V'afil agra, the silver kikar mechaber, the tamid al smolo. The agra, paskins, the ikar is like the mechaber, the always fall on your left. Even when you're wearing tefillin, Mikol Makom says the Mishnah Berurah, need palo bebe kineset, v'olam nagim karoma. If you daven in a shul, even though you generally like to do like the agra, let's say. But if you're daven in a shul and everyone falls on the right side, like the roma, therefore, mikol makom aser l'shanos mishum lotis go to do. One should not do like differently than everyone else, because lotis go to everyone's falling in the right side because they're wearing tefillin, and you fall on your left side. That's a problem of lotis go to. Lotis go to do means that it looks like there's different toros and klal yisrael. It looks like everyone's doing one halacha, and you go and do different things. That's not right. There's obviously a lot to talk about in terms of lotis go to do. We're not going to have time today. Maybe we'll get a little bit into it tomorrow, but that's the sack over here. There are those who do like the grug, especially here in Yerushalayim. But if they're in a big Knesset that everyone does like the Roma, and in chakras they fall only on the right side, they should continue to fall on the right side like everyone else in order because Lotus goes. Then he brings down, which is a little pretty relevant in our base measures. What happens though? What's if someone's wearing tefillin and mincha? Okay, what does he do if he's wearing tefillin and mincha? Says Mishnah Berurah, Sikkun and Zayin. Look inside the middle. Misha miniach tefillin. Gam sham yipol yimino. If he's wearing tefillin, he should also fall on his right side because, once again, covered for the tefillin. However, then he brings out a second day of ayin b'chayi adam shemitzadeh. Das yuchol yismoch al das agra v'lipol smol. Since everyone who's not wearing tefillin is anyways falling on their left side over here because they're not wearing tefillin. And you have the gra sheet that holds you always fall on your left. Even when wearing tefillin, he says, go ahead and be somech on the gra and fall on your left side at mincha, which would come out according, sounds like the ikar pshat of the Mishnah Berurah, is that someone who wears tefillin at mincha, that he's going to fall on his right side in chakras, because that's what everyone else is doing, and then at mincha, he'll fall on his tefillin at mincha. However, Morena Rabbeinu Rav Nevinsel does not do like this. Morena Rabbeinu Rav Nevinsel does, like the first opinion over here, when he's wearing tefillin, he always falls on his right side. Therefore, bein b'shachris, bein b'mincha, he'll fall on his right side when wearing his tefillin. Over here is not a problem with lotis godo, since there's so many people in the robe wearing. Anyways, tefillin, it won't be a chashash or lotis godo. Everyone's doing one thing, and now there's other people are doing other things. There's enough people doing both that there's not a problem of lotis godo over here. Okay, we'll get more into this in Bezrat Hashem tomorrow. Adkan, everyone have a great day.